This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The Pentagon says it faces tough decisions in helping Ukraine if Congress does not approve more funding. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
There are two pots of money for Ukraine set up specifically for the war with Russia. One involves the U.S. sending weapons already in Pentagon stocks. Major General Pat Ryder, the Pentagon's chief spokesman, says there's about $4.4 billion left in that fund.
Certainly we do retain the option to spend the full $4.4.
The problem is congressional funding to replace those weapons is down to about $1 billion.
These are tough choices because ultimately at the end of the day, we start to have to make decisions about our own readiness.
Which Ryder says is another reason Congress must approve the supplemental aid request, which includes roughly $30 billion to replenish the Pentagon's weapons stocks. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Washington is pushing Israel to focus the war in Gaza on precise targeting of Hamas leaders rather than widespread bombing and ground operations. The White House National Security Advisor said on Friday, amid signs of differences over timing, Israel so far resisted increasing global pressure to rein in the Gaza offensive, which has killed almost 19,000 Palestinians since the Hamas assault that killed around 1,200 people in southern Israel on October 7th. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. French President Emmanuel Macron says he'd still consider talking with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, if it helps to forge a, quote, sustainable peace between Ukraine and Russia. Macron and Putin enjoyed a good working relationship before Russia invaded its neighbor in February 2022. In the weeks leading up to the war, Macron's diplomatic efforts failed, but he then kept open a line of communication with the Russian president for months. Their diplomatic and personal links have deteriorated as the war dragged on. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. European Union leaders granted Ukraine a major political win on Thursday by agreeing to start membership negotiations, but long-term opposer of Ukraine's bid, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, vetoed a major EU aid package on Friday, warning he could still halt Kyiv's accession to the bloc. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
The bloc's decision to open membership talks with Ukraine, even as it continues to fight Russia's invasion, was an unexpected one. Other leaders bypassed objections from Orban by getting him to leave the room, while the remaining states voted to start accession negotiations. Approving a major decision in this way is unheard of in Brussels. Talks on the financial package, which requires unanimity of all 27 EU leaders, were halted in the early hours of Friday morning. Leaders said they would try again in January, with some voicing optimism a deal could be clinched then.
Lauren Anthony from Reuters. A court of the West African Regional Bloc has ordered the release and reinstatement of Niger's democratically elected president. The legal team of President Mohamed Bazoum said on Friday that the ECOWAS Court of Justice ruled that Bazoum and his family were arbitrarily detained after mutinous soldiers overthrew the president in July. The lawyers say the court has also called for him to be returned to office, and the ruling is the first binding order from an international court on restoring Niger to democratic rule. Bazoum has been under house arrest with his wife and son since the coup. ECOWAS has struggled to persuade the junta now ruling in Niger to free him. Climate activist Greta Thunberg said in Stockholm on Friday, the COP28 climate deal, reached with huge fanfare this week in Dubai, won't stop temperatures rising beyond critical levels.
This text is toothless, and it is nowhere even close to being sufficient to keep us within the 1.5 degree limit. It is a stab in the back for those most vulnerable.
Nearly 200 countries agreed at the summit to begin reducing global consumption of fossil fuels and adopt a raft of measures, including more clean energy production, to avert the worst effects of climate change. But critics say the deal will not prevent global temperatures from rising more than 1.5 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial average, which scientists say will trigger catastrophic and irreversible impacts from melting ice sheets to the collapse of ocean currents. New York's Metropolitan Museum of Art will return 16 pieces of ancient artwork to Cambodia and Thailand that federal prosecutors say were tied to an art dealer and collector accused of running a huge antiques trafficking network out of Southeast Asia. The Manhattan Museum announced repatriation on Friday. This most recent repatriation of artwork comes as many museums in the U.S. and Europe reckon with collections that contain objects looted from Asia, Africa, and other places during centuries of colonialism or in times of upheaval. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.